You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 71. We are continuing in the book of Leviticus, and God introduces this concept of the Jubilee. And it's not just a festival or holiday. It's much bigger than that. And part of it involves an incredible amount of faith, but along with the faith will be an incredible amount of blessing. And then God outlines the rewards he gives his people who obey and follow him. And we are also finishing the book of Mark today. And as a grand finale of the book of Mark, we see Jesus risen from the dead, but his closest followers don't believe it.
If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started.
Leviticus 25. The Lord spoke to Moses at Mount Sinai. He said,
"Tell the Israelites, when you enter the land that I'm giving to you, you must let the land have a special time of rest. This will be a special time of rest to honor the Lord."
The following are further instructions from the Lord. You will plant seed in your field for 6 years. You will trim your vineyards for 6 years and bring in its fruits. But during the 7th year, you will let the land rest. This will be a special time of rest to honor the Lord. You must not plant seed in your field or trim your vineyards. You must not cut the crops that grow by themselves after your harvest. You must not gather the grapes from your vines that are not trimmed. The land will have a year of rest. The land will have a year of rest, but you will still have enough food. There will be enough food for your men and women servants. There will be food for your hired workers and for the foreigners living in your country. And there will be enough food for your cattle and other animals to eat. Jubilee, the year of release. You will also count 7 groups of 7 years. This will be 49 years. During that time, there will be 7 years of rest for the land. On the Day of Atonement, you must blow a ram's horn. That will be on the 10th day of the 7th month. You must blow the ram's horn through the whole country. You will make the 50th year a special year. You will announce freedom for everyone living in your country. This time will be called Jubilee. Each of you will go back to your own property, and each of you will go back to your own family. The 50th year will be a special celebration for you. Don't plant seeds, don't harvest the crops that grow by themselves, and don't gather grapes from the vines that are not trimmed. That year is Jubilee. It will be a holy time for you. You will eat the crops that come from the field. In the year of Jubilee, you will go back to your own property. Don't cheat your neighbors when you sell your land to them. Don't cheat one another when you buy or sell land. If you want to buy your neighbor's land, count the number of years since the last Jubilee and use that number to decide the right price. You are only buying the rights for harvesting crops until the next Jubilee. If there are many years before the next Jubilee, the price will be high. If the years are few, the price will be lower. So your neighbor is really only selling a number of crops to you. At the next Jubilee, the land will again belong to that family. You must not cheat each other. You must honor your God.
I am the Lord your God. Remember my laws and rules. Obey them, and you will live safely in your country. and the land will produce good crops for you. Then you will have plenty of food, and you will live safely on the land.
But maybe you will say, if we don't plant seeds or gather our crops, we will not have anything to eat during the seventh year. The Lord said,
I will order my blessing to come to you during the sixth year. The land will continue growing crops for 3 years. When you plant in the eighth year, you will still be eating from the old crop. You will eat the old crop until the ninth year, when the crop you planted in the eighth year comes in.
Property laws. And the Lord said,
the land really belongs to me, so you cannot sell it permanently. You are only foreigners and travelers living on my land with me.
People might sell their land, but the family will always get their land back. If someone in your country becomes very poor and must sell their property, a close relative must come and buy it back. If there is not a close relative to buy back the land, the person might get enough money to buy it back. Then the years must be counted since the land was sold. That number must be used to decide how much to pay for the land. The person must then buy back the land, and it will be their property again. But if the first owner cannot find enough money to buy the land back, it will stay in the hands of the one who bought it until the year of Jubilee. Then, during that special celebration, the land will go back to the first owner's family, so the property will again belong to the right family. Anyone who sells a home in a walled city still has the right to get it back until a full year after it was sold. Their right to get the house back will continue 1 year. But if the owner does not buy back the house before a full year is finished, the house that is in the walled city will belong to the one who bought it and to their descendants. The house will not go back to the first owner at the time of Jubilee. Towns without walls around them will be treated like open fields, so houses built in these small towns will go back to the first owners at the time of Jubilee. But about the cities of the Levites, the Levites can buy back at any time their houses in the cities that belong to them. If someone buys a house from a Levite, that house in the Levite's city will again belong to the Levites at the time of Jubilee. This is because houses in Levite cities belong to those from the tribe of Levi. The Israelites gave these cities to the Levites. Also, the fields and pastures around the Levite cities cannot be sold. They belong to the Levites forever. Rules for slave owners. If anyone from your own country becomes too poor to support themselves, you must let them live with you like a visitor. Don't charge them any interest on money you might loan to them. Respect your God and let those from your own country live with you. Don't charge them interest on any money you lend them, and don't try to make a profit from the food you sell them. The Lord said,
I am the Lord your God. I brought you out of the land of Egypt to give the land of Canaan to you and to become your God.
If anyone from your own country becomes so poor that they must sell themselves to you, don't make them work like slaves. They will be like hired workers and visitors with you until the year of Jubilee. Then they can leave you, take their children, and go back to their family. And the Lord said,
they can go back to the property of their ancestors because they are my servants. I brought them out of slavery in Egypt. They must not become slaves again. You must not be a cruel master to them. You must respect your God.
About your men and women slaves. You may get men and women slaves from the other nations around you.
Also, you may get children as slaves if they come from the families of the foreigners living in your land. These child slaves will belong to you. You may even pass these foreign slaves onto your children after you die so that they will belong to them. They will be your slaves forever. You may make slaves of these foreigners, but you must not be a cruel master over your own brothers, the Israelites. Maybe a foreigner or visitor among you becomes rich, or maybe someone from your own country becomes so poor that they sell themselves as slaves to a foreigner living among you or to a member of a foreigner's family. These people have the right to be bought back and become free. Someone from their own country can buy them back, or their uncle, their cousin, or one of their close relatives from the family can buy him back. Or if they get enough money, they can pay the money themselves and become free again. You must count the years from the time they sold themselves to the foreigner up to the next year of Jubilee. Use that number to decide the price, because really the person only hired them for a few years. If there are still many years before the year of Jubilee, the one sold must give back a large part of the price. It all depends on the number of years. If only a few years are left until the year of Jubilee, the one who was sold must pay a small part of the original price. But that person will live like a hired worker with the foreigner every year. Don't let the foreigner be a cruel master over that person. Those who sold themselves will become free, even if no one buys them back. At the year of Jubilee, they and their children will become free. And the Lord said,
"This is because the Israelites are my servants. They are the servants who I brought out of slavery in Egypt. I am the Lord your God."
Leviticus 26, 1 through 13. And the Lord said,
"Don't make idols for yourselves. Don't set up statues or memorial stones in your land to bow down to, because I am the Lord your God. Remember my special days of rest and honor my holy place. I am the Lord. Remember my laws and commands and obey them. If you do these things, I will give you rains at the time they should come. The land will grow crops, and the trees of the field will grow their fruit."
The following are more rewards from the Lord. Your threshing will continue until it is time to gather grapes, and your grape gathering will continue until it is time to plant. Then you will have plenty to eat, and you will live safely in your land. The Lord said,
"I will give peace to your country. You will lie down in peace. No one will come to make you afraid. I will keep harmful animals out of your country, and armies will not come through your country.
You will chase your enemies and defeat them. You will kill them with your swords. 5 of you will chase 100 men, and 100 of you will chase 10,000 men. You will defeat your enemies and kill them with your sword." And the Lord said,
"Then I will turn to you. I will let you have many children. I will keep my agreement with you.
You will have enough crops to last for more than a year. You will harvest the new crops, but then you will have to throw out the old crops to make room for the new crops.
Also, I will place my holy tent among you. I will not turn away from you. I will walk with you and be your God, and you will be my people. I am the Lord your God. You were slaves in Egypt, but I brought you out of Egypt. You were bent low from the heavy weights you carry as slaves, but I broke the poles that were on your shoulders. I let you walk proudly again.
Mark chapter 16. The next day after the Sabbath day, Mary Magdalene, Salome, and Mary the mother of James bought some sweet-smelling spices to put on Jesus' body. Very early on that day, the first day of the week, the women were going to the tomb. It was just after sunrise. The women said to each other,
"There's a large stone covering the entrance of the tomb. Who will move the stone for us?"
Then they looked up and saw that the huge stone had been moved away from the entrance. They went into the tomb and saw a young man there. He was sitting on the right side wearing a white robe. This startled the women. But the man said,
"Don't be afraid. You are looking for Jesus from Nazareth, the one who was killed on the cross. He is risen from death. He is not here. Look, here is the place where they put him when he was dead. Now go and tell his followers, and be sure to tell Peter. Tell them, Jesus is going into Galilee and will be there before you. You will see him there just as he told you."
The women were very afraid and confused. They left the tomb and ran away. They did not tell anyone about what had happened because they were afraid. Some followers see Jesus. Jesus rose from death early on the first day of the week. He appeared first to Mary Magdalene, a woman he had helped before by forcing 7 demons out of her. After Mary saw Jesus, she went and told his followers. They were very sad and were crying. But Mary told them that Jesus was alive. She said that she had seen Jesus, but they did not believe her. Later, Jesus appeared to 2 followers while they were walking in the country. But Jesus did not look the same as before he was killed. These followers went back to the other followers and told them what had happened. Again, the followers did not believe them. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 followers while they were eating. He criticized them because they had so little faith. They were stubborn and refused to believe the people who said Jesus had risen from death. He said to them, "Go everywhere in the world and tell the good news to everyone. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But those who do not believe will be judged guilty. And the people who believe will be able to do these things as proof. They will use my name to force demons out of people. They will speak in languages they have never learned. If they pick up snakes or drink any poison, they will not be hurt. They will lay their hands on sick people, and they will get well." After the Lord Jesus said these things to his followers, he was carried up into heaven. There, Jesus sat at the right side of God. The followers went everywhere in the world, telling people the good news, and the Lord helped them. By giving them power to do miracles, the Lord proved that their message was true. Psalm 33, verses 1 through 11. You people who do what is right, sing for joy to the Lord. All who obey him should certainly praise him. Play the lyre and praise the Lord. Play the 10-stringed harp for him. Sing a new song to him. Play it well and sing it loud. The Lord's promises are certain. He is faithful in everything he does. He loves goodness and justice. The Lord's faithful love fills the earth. The Lord spoke and the sky was made. A word from his mouth created the stars. He gathered water from the sea and stored it above the sky. Everyone on earth should worship the Lord. All the world should fear him because he spoke and the world began. At his command, the earth appeared. The Lord can ruin every decision the nations make. He can spoil all their plans. But the Lord's decisions are good forever. His plans are good
for generation after generation.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 71. Join us for day 72. We're going to finish the book of Leviticus. Leviticus ends with punishments for not obeying God, details on gifts to give to the Lord, the values of a house, field, and animals, and finally, special gifts you can give to the Lord. And then we will begin the book of Luke, the third gospel. I'll give a detailed introduction to the book of Luke, and the book of Luke actually starts with the birth of John the Baptist and goes into more details about the events that happened before the birth of Jesus. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.